This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device. Hey guys, another audio version of a written article. I actually am going to do a bit of a hybrid here. I'm going to read you part and then I'm going to kind of go off script for a second. So here goes the article. When was the last time you did something nice for yourself? I lied. It was almost midnight and she asked me, when was the last time you did something nice for yourself? I couldn't think of a fast answer, so I just said, I don't know. But that was a lie because I do know. Because I do something nice for myself every single second that I breathe. I have created a job that I adore. I work for myself. I have the luxury of doing what I want to do professionally all day long, and that is a luxury. I love the woman that I want. I visit my family because I immensely value their company and appreciate them. I hire a team that I respect and look forward to seeing every day. I basically wish that every single person on earth could know how grateful I am, because even though I don't buy myself massages or clothes or fancy cars, I do something for myself every single day. I live my life. Guys, I think that really what's important about that message is that I basically think that we get so self-consumed in what society tells us looks like self-care. You know, it's a massage or it's a bike ride or it's all of these things that people want to tell you that you need to do in order to take care of yourself and find a balance and all of these things. The problem with political correctness and the problem with becoming so obsessed with your own work-life balance and your own everything is that you become obsessed with yourself. And when you become obsessed with yourself, it is impossible to focus on all of the good things that happen around you because you go so internal that you can't think about all the amazing things that are happening around you. So what I would say is this: what is self-care to you is going to always change. Someone very special to me yesterday told me that she got her nails done and she got a massage, and for her that made her happy. So that's self-care. That's amazing. I don't want anything. I actually get immensely stressed out when I buy things. So that's not self-care to me. But you have to decide what is your self-care. My wish for you all is that you are courageous enough about knowing what that means. You know, I work really late hours, but I don't ever think to myself, oh my God, I can't believe I'm still here and it's 7 o'clock. I think to myself, I can't believe that I'm still in the game 5 years later, that I still get to at 7 p.m. be working on what I want to be working at 5 years later. And I think for me, that is the biggest message. And so when you think about doing something nice for yourself, if that's a massage, go for it. If that's buying a Lamborghini, go for it. If you want to eat a cupcake or take a walk in Central Park or ride a bike, go for it. But don't apologize to anyone about what makes you happy and do the things that you love to do. I am so immensely grateful for all of the people in my life, for all of the opportunities that I have, for all of the things that I get to create. And for me, I don't need a vacation because I'm not trying to escape anything. I'm just happy in my day-to-day. And I think that that is the greatest self-love and the greatest self-care that you could ever find, when you find a level of happiness in your day-to-day that is rooted deep inside of you, that is completely 100% not reliant on anything external. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rashid Global. See you there.